Welcome to the presentation on successful implementation of an induction program for new hires. Induction training is generally given to new employees of an organization. Let's look at why we need induction training. The basic purpose of an induction program includes integration of the employees in and across the organization. It helps new employees to settle down quickly by becoming familiar with the new environment of the organization. It provides benefits to both the organization as well as the employee. So, who needs the induction program? An effective induction program is designed for all new employees, irrespective of their status as full-time or part-time staff. It is designed as per the need of specific groups such as graduate trainees, technical specialists, senior management, or people returning from career breaks. What questions do new employees typically have? Irrespective of the nature of the job, all new employees are eager to know the answers to the following questions. Who will be my boss, and with whom will I work with? What is the culture like at my workplace? What are the rules and regulations? So, what are the benefits of induction training to the employees? A comprehensive or brief introduction of the organization given to employees can help speed up the learning process, thus saving the time of the manager. It also helps in reducing the costs associated with the learning process. The time taken for a new hire to understand his role and responsibilities can be reduced, and he can become productive faster. A tailor-made induction program helps in reducing employee turnover. It introduces employees to the organizational values and also helps them to align themselves to the organizational goals. In addition to learning about the organizational values and goals, it is also important for an employee to know what is expected of them and what they can expect from others. This will reduce their anxiety as the employees do not have to experience any ambiguity with respect to their jobs and can readily settle down to work. A good induction program ensures that new employees have a well-defined idea of the organization structure, its policies, and communication methods. This essential information will help employees to undertake their job activity effectively and safely. Who are the people who deliver an induction program? The HR manager of an organization welcomes the new employee. He or she gives a brief overview of the organization, its history and culture, the product and services they deal with, and any such information that may help the employee to learn about the organization. The line manager or training officer provides information about the departmental functions and the various operations that are a part of the job. They are the ones who customize the training plan and facilitate the learning process. The safety officer explains issues pertaining to health and safety and gives an overview of best practices to be adopted at the workplace. Mentors or personal officers are the ones who take care of a new employee's work progress. They give information on the various associations that are involved within an organization. Basically, there are two types of induction programs. Formal induction training is a planned attempt to deliver the fundamental information that new employees need to know. Some of the advantages of formal induction training are: the new employees in coordination with the line managers get a better chance to learn, and this enables them to work clearly with less number of human errors. This gives the employee less stress as they try settling down in a new environment and earn their loyalty instantly. Now let's review some of the disadvantages of a formal induction training program. The only disadvantage of formal training is that it consumes more time. Informal training is ad hoc training, which is not planned. It works on a trial and error basis, where the employees learn from the work environment they are in or with their team members. The positive outcome of this method is that The employees are continuously learning on a trial-and-error basis with their colleagues or team members, which helps them in building a personal rapport. The disadvantages of informal induction training are many. Contrary to the formal method of training, this method leaves more scope for making errors. If team members or leads themselves are not very efficient in their job, they could end up passing on incomplete or incorrect knowledge, often resulting in great losses for the organization. And thus the situation may become stressful for new employees right from the beginning. An effective induction needs to be carefully planned and designed for maximum effect. It also needs to be designed by keeping the needs of specific groups in mind. To read more such articles on similar topic, please visit blog.comlabindia.com. Thank you.